Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning, everyone. It is another fine day in this life of ours, and we are here back with the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you again to help us all grow in our living out of the new evangelization, as you just heard in the intro there. That's one of our major callings, you know, as we live as missionary disciples of the Lord. We are living out His good news. We're living it, we're breathing it, we're speaking it, we're praying it, we're sharing the good news with everyone around us through our words and our actions. And as you know, I've been encouraging you over the course of this summer to really engage with that, to see it unfold in your life, to see your own relationship with the Lord deepen, but also to think about how we might actually engage with the world around us and invite them into a living relationship with the Lord as well. And I just had some thoughts. You know, it's about midsummer now, and this is the time when a lot of things, I speak from experience, a lot of things in terms of the church program year are being planned. There are some signups that are beginning to happen for the fall as you think ahead to the program year and the academic year. And maybe this is the time to think about somebody in your life who could use a little bit of encouragement to participate in something like that. So is there somebody, maybe a young person in your life who could really benefit from religious education or catechesis in some way? Or maybe even it's time for them to start exploring the Catholic school system. We have talked about that here on the Rediscover Hour a few times about how we dedicate ourselves in our Catholic schools to excellence, both academically but also spiritually. And maybe this is a time to encourage them in that direction as well. Maybe it's time for someone who's a little bit older to be consider joining a youth group or being part of a young adults ministry as well. Maybe it's somebody who has been away from the faith for a long time, and there's maybe something like a returning Catholics program going on. Maybe it's somebody who is exploring or interested in Catholicism, but not quite ready to pull the trigger yet, and maybe they need to check out RCIA or something like that. Is there somebody in your life that you could give that gentle nudge? Maybe the Holy Spirit is nudging you to nudge them to check that out in their local parish, in your parish, something that can help them to deepen their faith. Because I guarantee you this. It's a biblical principle, so I can guarantee it. It's guaranteed by the Holy Spirit, actually, not by me, that the more we live out our faith and the more that we share our faith, share that faith with others. And remember, folks, this is a marathon, right? This isn't a sprint when we're sharing our faith. So everybody, ourselves included, needs to grow, take the next step of faith. It's not as if we all have the St. Paul and the Damascus Road experience every day. But we slowly, gradually, a little bit more incrementally with each passing day, we grow in our relationship with the Lord, and so does everybody else around us. So to encourage people in that next step of faith, the more we do that, and here's the guarantee, the more we help others deepen their faith, the more we will deepen our own faith, the more that the Lord will work through us and we will draw closer to Him. So I really want to encourage you in that. As we're sitting, as I said, about midsummer here and starting maybe to think about what's going to happen when the fall comes around again. And you know, there are certain people who I think especially have a burden on their hearts for others and helping them to grow in the faith and maybe return to the faith. And I'm thinking specifically here about Catholic grandparents as well as Catholic parents. I know parents and grandparents have a particular proclivity, shall we say, to look after those that have been entrusted to their care. And one of the ways that I know some very devout parents and grandparents want to do that is by encouraging their children and grandchildren to engage deeper in the faith. And it's not always an easy road, admittedly, because how many times do we know of people, I'm sure many of you listening right now, have children and grandchildren perhaps, or know of somebody who has children and grandchildren who have left the faith, who have basically turned their back on that. And that's a painful cross to bear. But nonetheless, it is something that is sharing in our Lord's sufferings, because how many times did He see those beloved of his turn away. So that's what we're going to focus on the show today, specifically, is grandparents and parents, as we invite Crystal Crocker here, who's the director of the Office of Evangelization, and she's going to talk about what we've been doing in the Office of Evangelization towards grandparenting especially. Molly Shore from St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park is going to join us as well. She's going to talk about helping us understand why our loved ones turn away from the faith and what we can do to help them get back into the faith. And finally, Mary Peterson, who's the Director of Adult Faith Formation from the Archdiocese of Dubuque, she's going to be with us as well, talking about building the domestic church in our own homes. So I think that's a pretty worthwhile show. Now, just to throw the teaser out there, is that as part of that, we've got a grandparent conference coming up here in the Archdiocese on Saturday, August 26th. And we are, later in the program, going to be giving away two sets of two tickets to that grandparent conference free of charge. I know that some grandparents may be on a rather fixed income, and this could be a great gift for them. So stay tuned with us for that as well. Before we get rolling into the show, though, let's, as always, pause and dedicate to the program to Christ through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, as we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joining us right on the other side of this break will be Crystal Crocker, the Director of the Office of Evangelization, to talk about Catholic grandparenting. So stay with us.
Presenting the president of Coordinated Business Systems, Jim Arricchio, and Minnesota Twins radio color commentator, Dan Gladden.
Hey, Jim, most businesses have a slogan. Unfortunately, in most cases, it's just talk and no action.
Well, with Coordinated's slogan, customers first, always, we walk the talk.
I think Coordinated customer Nancy Cleave, office manager with the Pacer Center, agrees with you, Jim. She says, and I quote, Coordinated really does live by their slogan that customers are first. I experience it regularly with them.
Well, Dan, when it comes to office technology, putting the customers first is always in our DNA. What can I do? What can Coordinated do to help our customers thrive and prosper?
Wow, Jim, with that kind of spirit and leadership, I'm thinking maybe you might make a great baseball manager someday.
Really?
Well, Jim, I said maybe.
Tired of all talk and no action? Experience customers first always. Visit coordinated.com.
Yeah, take your candle and go light the world. Our Lord himself told us that we are the light of the world. And that is a blessing, and it's also a responsibility. And I think that's what we're going to be really focusing on today as we talk about Catholic grandparenting and parenting. And joining me now in studio is the newly appointed director of the Office of Evangelization in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, Crystal Crocker. Crystal, glad to have you on the program.
Thank you, Patrick. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and congratulations on that appointment.
Thank you very much. Well, I've been working kind of behind the scenes for the last year, and so they just named me the director, and it's just an honor to serve Archbishop Hebda and Bishop Cousins in their vision for evangelization, but also all the really wonderful, great pastors and parishes that we have here in the Archdiocese. So it's a real honor to serve. But I have some even bigger news.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
We love new news here breaking on the Rediscover Hour.
Right.
Yes.
Well, since we've been, we're talking about grandparents, and since we've been working on this grandparent ministry in our office, for a year now, we launched it last August on the Feast of St. Monica. And I was lamenting at the time that I wasn't in the prestigious ranks of grandparents because I don't have a grandchild. However, I'm very happy to announce that I am a grandparent
hey,
now.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, our firstborn daughter got married last summer, and they delivered Lily Jane on July 2nd. Eight pounds, 12 ounces. She is, but she's a beautiful baby, and yes, very plump.
Everyone's doing well then?
And everyone is doing well. They're down in Florida, so I miss them very much. But we'll be making many visits, and hopefully she can travel up here soon and see all the relatives. But yeah, so I realized as they I got to hold her, they placed her in my arms, just such a love and joy that grandparents experience. So understand now why when you meet a grandparent, they want to whip out the pictures and show you right away. I'm doing that too. It's just this overwhelming joy.
Yeah, that's what I understand, that there's something that you can't, well, of course, in becoming a parent, but also in becoming a grandparent, you can't just anticipate it quite fully until it happens.
Right.
And then suddenly there's this whole transformation.
Well, and my daughter very insightfully said to me as she's looking at little Lily, "So this is how much you loved me, Mom." And so
your heart melted.
Oh, totally. And tears and everything.
Yes,
So there's no greater joy having your own child, but then to be a grandparent again. So
great. So tell me about how did you think to even start focusing on grandparenting here in the Archdiocese?
Well, as we started looking at the landscape for evangelization, and Pope Francis has been talking about this, you know, we're following his lead, really, the family, and he just talks about grandparents all the time. And so the society is really attacking the family. And so the way we can push back on that is really to intentionally focus on the family, and in particular, those new, wonderful, precious children that are being entrusted in our lives. And it's so important that we do be intentional, because the thing that we're all looking forward to is to be together in heaven.
Amen.
It's the most important inheritance that a grandparent can give. We can give money, we can give land, we can give all those things for security and safekeeping while we're here in this earth. But the most important thing we can do is pass on that inheritance, that heritage, and we have been speaking quite intentionally about that, that heritage on to the grandchildren. And everybody, you know, if you don't have a grandparent, have that experience, we're all grandchildren, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know those life experiences, how important a grandparent is in our life. And if your experience was that they passed away early, or they weren't available, or location-wise, or the experience wasn't positive, we can also see the importance of making that positive connection. And grandparents are the second influencers to the grandchildren after the parents, right? And so they can help both the parent and the grandchild. So we've built this ministry around that thought of helping grandparents, because they see so many different elements in life. And recently we had a pilgrimage at the cathedral, someplace that you know very well.
Indeed.
And that was wonderful. We are just thinking outside the box of ways that we can bring encounters, help grandparents. And this was a pilgrimage where they could bring their grandchildren to the cathedral. We had Father John Paul Erickson bring them up around the altar. They could get close to the Archbishop's chair.
Nice.
He explained a little bit of the Mass. They had opportunities to see some of the chapels and shrines. And then we brought them back for adoration and benediction with song. And there were 150 that showed up last June 27th. And it was right before the 4th of July. So they were praying for our country. And the grandchildren that attended just really got a rich experience with their grandparents. So
that's great. That's great. Now, that's something that's happened recently here. But of course, there's another thing coming up here with this grandparents conference. Tell us about that. What's that all about?
Right. So we have our second the gift of being grand, because
nice.
It is a gift.
Nice.
Both being a grandparent, but a gift that we can give to others, to our family. And it's August 26th. We're always going to try and aim around that feast of St. Monica. And it's at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park, Saturday, starting at 9:30. There is a Mass in the morning at 8 o'clock. But it goes from 9:30 to 4 p.m. and we have plenty of wonderful speakers. Father Don Conroy, who is the executive director of the National Institute for the Family in Washington, D.C. We're flying him in. He has experience international and national with grandparents. He's going to talk about a grandparent core team and just wonderful things. He's also talking about bringing grandparents into the sacrament of baptism.
Ooh.
Kind of giving that sacramentality to that the family unit. It's very beautiful. Colleen Culligan is also going to speak on her grandparent ministry from the Diocese of Syracuse, and then of course Bishop Andrew Cousins. And we're going to talk a little later about some of the breakouts. I brought a friend to share some things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but in addition, if you came last year, please come again and bring a friend, because we have so many wonderful new things to share. But in addition, if you are thinking about, and you don't have a grandparent ministry at your parish, talk to your pastor, talk to some friends, and give a look at our website or call our office. We'd be happy to help you get one started. One of the most important things we can do is come together as grandparents and just pray.
Yeah.
And just pray in the parish for them. But we also have so many other resources and things that grandparents can do. There's so many things that they haven't even thought about. And we've learned so much from our other grandparents that are out there doing it. They're doing charitable things with their grandchildren. One group did a sandwich project where they made them for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
We have other plans for other pilgrimages coming up. We did a technology workshop. We do regional meetings. Mary Peterson was one of our speakers. She's going to be on a little later in the show to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just getting started in helping the grandparents.
So, excuse me. So with this grandparent conference is coming, I mean, it sounds delectable. It sounds like there's a lot of good things on offer there. Kind of a spiritual smorgasbord for grandparents there. So how does one register if they want to register for this conference?
Right. So you can go to our events page at the Archdiocese or rediscover-faith.org, and we've got several avenues to get to registration. We send out emails all the time about it as well. If you're not on our list, please go to the Archdiocese website, click on the Office of Evangelization, and there's a place where you can sign up.
And I'm assuming there's a cost to attend, maybe?
There is a cost to attend. Okay. We try to keep it as low as possible, but we provide lunch, and we're flying in some great speakers and packing the day really nicely. In addition, we are making sure that there are plenty of times where we can pray together for our grandchildren. There'll be a mid-morning rosary, as well as a 3 o'clock, the Hour of Mercy. We have music, a beautiful pianist who's going to be accompanying our adoration. And we're going to have a confession. Bishop Cousins will be speaking in the afternoon, and then he's going to stay and hear confessions.
Wow.
This is an important ministry laid on Bishop Cousins' heart, and certainly his mother shares that too. Judy Cousins will be there as well as one of our breakouts. So I just highly recommend that they make the effort to come. Don't miss it.
Yeah, so check it out. And even though there is a cost to attend, I want to throw out there again, just as our teaser, that later on in the show, if you're listening on Friday to the live broadcast, we're going to be giving away two sets of two tickets.
Yes, we are.
And even if you are a grandparent and you don't have a spouse with you or something like that, I'm sure that you can invite a friend, as you said, to come with you as well.
Invite a friend. So the cost is, the early bird is $25.
Okay.
But after August 1st, it goes to $30 a ticket.
All right. So it's somewhere between a $50 and a $60 value right there that we're going to be giving away. For twice here later in the program. Well, Crystal, can you stick around and just be with us through the rest of the guests? That's great. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here, and then after that we're going to come back with Molly Shore, who's going to speak to us about a return series, helping us understand how to bring our loved ones back to the church.
Discover.
There are few things that can so quickly and affordably change the look and feel of your home or office as new floor coverings. TPM Flooring helps transform your living spaces by using only the highest quality products available to make your dreams a reality. TPM Flooring is available at 952-746-5157 or tpmflooring.com. Competitive pricing, installation, and attention to detail. They even vacuum their way out the door and have provided this message in support of our Catholic community.
St. Joseph's School in West St. Paul is the Catholic school of choice for families. Serving students in preschool through grade 8, St. Joseph's educates through faith formation, academic excellence, and the development of virtue. Younger students participate in the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd program. Graduates, including Creighton Durham Hall's 2017 valedictorian and salutatorian, excel in high school and beyond. With successes like these, it's no wonder why 99% of St. Joseph's school families are happy and return year after year. For more information, call the school office, 651-457-8550.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you, along with Susanna Boley, our producer, and Paul Sadek, our technical producer. Today we're talking about grandparenting, Catholic grandparenting and Catholic parenting, and helping our loved ones to grow in the faith or maybe even return to the faith. Joining us now in studio, along with Crystal Crocker, who you just heard from, is Molly Shore, the Director of Parish Life and Evangelization at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. And Molly is leading an upcoming return series at St. Vincent de Paul, and I'm very intrigued to hear more about this. So welcome, Molly. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having me here.
Good morning. Great to be on this. So what is this return thing, and how can we learn more about it?
So the vision of it really came from conversations we had with our parishioners, really just on, you know, people that have spouses that are no longer attending the Catholic faith, children, siblings, other loved ones. And it was really, how do I even begin to have a conversation? And ultimately what the series is about is not just about tips and strategies, but it's really to make us better evangelizers in our everyday life. And so it's a 7-week series. And the vision of it is that there's great presentation. Ryan O'Hara from St. Paul's Outreach, Pat Millay from St. Michael's down in Prior Lake, our very own Father Paul Tracy at St. Vincent de Paul, and other speakers come and share their stories and their tips. Then there's some incredible time for small group, and we find that those small groups are paired based on the interest levels. So we had a whole small group this last spring just with people that had siblings that were not attending Mass, or children or spouses. And then we really go into intense prayer opportunities, really recognizing that without the Holy Spirit, we are really nothing in all of this. So it was really great ways to kind of bring that all together. And so we're launching it again in partnership with the Archdiocese this starting October 5th at St. Vincent de Paul. And we've tweaked a few things from the first time. And just so excited just to have another opportunity to really just come together and figure out how do we share our Catholic faith in the best way possible. And so it's just, I'm really excited to be a part of it again.
Well, I know that it's so supremely important, because I don't know how many Catholic conferences I've been to where the speaker will ask the question, how many in this room have a loved one who has left the Catholic Church? Every hand goes up.
Absolutely.
Every hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we really have worked on with the process is the recognition that sometimes we may not be the conversion engine for our loved one. And that relationship has to be first. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's within that relationship that there's a reality that my interaction with you is not going to draw you to Jesus. Like, we butt heads, or, you know, I've got people in my life that I just know I could be Mother Teresa herself and I will not draw this person back. But the hope and the prayer is that if I hone in on who I am and I really work on being the best witness of Christ's love in everything that I do, that hopefully I in turn help to bring others, and then maybe one of them or the, you know, another kind of layer out will be that witness for my loved one. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about that. And even when it comes to grandparents and you know, adult children, sometimes those relationships can be just tense.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that grandparents have consistently brought to us. And it's heartbreaking that you know, they feel this
right.
sadness that right. maybe they did something or didn't do something, or what can they do? And quite often, you know, I know I've made this mistake. We go out and probably do the wrong thing with all the best intentions. And so when we realized Molly was doing this, I was like, oh, we have got to partner with yeah. you and bring this to the broader audience. I just wish we could, you know, even bring more.
Yeah.
But you've also shared, too, that they may come and do the program thinking they're going to try and help someone else, and they have expressed their own personal conversion through the process, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We actually, at the Grandparents Conference, I'll be doing one of the breakout sessions. And I've asked one of our parishioners that was a part of the kind of the pilot program this spring to come and share her story. And so she'll share a little bit more at the conference. But one of the things I know that she was really shocked at is the conversion that it had for her mm-hmm. more than for her daughter.
Sure.
And just the awareness of just her own areas in her faith life that needed to be strengthened before she could even have a conversation with anyone. Mm-hmm. And so that was a kind of a realization of the program that we were not anticipating,
right.
but was really divinely inspired. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that there's something so important about that, about nurturing our own life of faith in communion with, in partnership with our own evangel, our own sharing of the good news.
Absolutely.
And to go back to something you said previously, Molly, just to say that there is such a weight, I think, upon parents and grandparents when they see their children and grandchildren leaving the faith or turning away from the faith, like you were saying, Crystal, that they feel like they've done something wrong.
Right.
And I mean, not that I have any great authority in the Lord to say this, but I think it stands to reason in many ways. We just need to say, be at peace, you know,
yeah.
that there is, as we're seeking to follow after the Lord, they are walking their own path. But I think sometimes, you know, when that weight, when that that pain of yeah. seeing that happen, we want to get out of pain.
Right.
And so we push and push and push and eventually end up not doing any more or doing more harm than good, perhaps.
One of the prayer opportunities that we do in it is actually this kind of healing moment. We call it a teardrop service.
Mm.
And we go into the Adoration Chapel, and I have them write their loved one's name on this teardrop and then offer it at the foot of the monstrance. And kind of this recognition of letting some of that go, letting some of that pain, that guilt, maybe even frustration and anger. And then they come back and they have a prayer that they pray that is inspired by St. Monica in for their own lives. Like, stop praying for your loved one. Not that that's not important, but turn the attention back on yourself and make sure that you're doing the best that you can do. And Ryan O'Hara, our very first night, was kind of like, if you think that you are the reason your loved one has left the faith, I want to tell you, you are not that powerful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, and kind of just let it out there to say, this is not all on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do things to make sure that we are being the best witness possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in the world today, especially, we need the most positive, joyful Catholic witnesses that we can have out there.
Yeah.
And that's hopefully what the Return series will do, is start to spark that
right.
ignite.
And I think that there's something that's just so right on about that. It just seems so, in the divine economy somehow, yes, we need to be willfully cooperating with the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
but so oftentimes that means we need to willfully surrender
absolutely.
Our control.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also research does show, and we have shared this with our grandparents at the last conference, this culture has become so difficult to navigate in the pressures and attacks on the family that it would be a Herculean effort to try and, you know, save everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
within the faith, because and that's why I think we need to, like you said, I think your target is correct. Let's really grow Jesus in our own heart.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how strong our faith is, we can always grow deeper in that, and then let the Holy Spirit pour out. And hopefully, you know, it has that impact on the family, and then, you know, the culture.
Yep.
It's just really a difficult time right now to be raising a family.
Well, and that's not to say that there isn't some practical things. I mean, we do have some really great sessions just on how do you even practically start to plant the seed? How do you even if that conversation comes and it's a little bit argumentative, how do you diffuse the situation? Mm-hmm. So throughout the series, there are also some moments quite often that are shared and by some of our speakers. Pat Mullay does a great session just on, he calls them like the shoe pebble questions that Brandon Vaught talked about even in the book. And he just really shares with his own sister things that he has found have worked just to kind of throw the dart, see where it lands, and then just walk away and kind of let them mull it over a little bit, you know, just kind of ruminate on it, you know, again. And so we do offer those strategies and stuff within the series as well.
It sounds a little bit like something that maybe our Lord actually might do.
Yes, yes. Father Paul talks a lot about Jesus. It was not a Q&A guy. He was a Q&Q.
Yeah.
You know, and so he always prompted a question with another question to get people to continue to think deeper with it. And that's what we're trying to do within the series as well.
Right. And I have to admit that as a catechist and as a, well, I wouldn't call myself an apologist, although at times anyway, there's apologetics that creeps into my catechesis. But, you know, I'm always wanting to give the full explanation, you know, all the answers
right.
and that sort of thing. And then I have to sit back and say, wait a minute, this isn't, I mean, sometimes that's warranted, but that's not necessarily the MO of our Lord
right.
and that he was pricking people's interest and curiosity yeah. and leading them slowly
right.
down a path, leading us. I mean, let's be honest, we're still on this path as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the, so the last week, we do 6 consecutive weeks in the series, and then we take 2 to 3 weeks off before that 7th week. And the hope is that during that 2 to 3 weeks, some of these tips and strategies are being worked on or tried or practiced in real life. And so in the spring, that time off was over Easter. And I told the participants, do not invite your loved one to Easter Mass. And the look on everyone's faces was like, what? What are you talking about? But it's like, if you have invited them to every Holy Day, Christmas, Easter liturgy for the last how many years, they've heard it. Stop.
Wow.
Get up, go, and say, don't touch the ham. We'll see you after Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come back and they ask you, how was church? Now you have it in.
Wow.
You know, now you've piqued an interest. But sometimes it's a different approach that causes our loved ones to say, wait, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
How come mom didn't wake me up and nag me again? How come she's not talking to me? How come my brother's not bugging me? And that there was some that came back in week 7 and they're like, I couldn't do it. It was so hard. But a lot of them were like, yeah, it was, we got up and we went and we came home and they asked, how was Mass?
Yeah.
And no one's, they've never asked me that before.
Wow.
And so this is why I recruited Molly, because it's such a great message. So Molly is going to be at the Grandparent Conference. Of course, St. Vincent de Paul is hosting, and she's going to be sharing this, not the program at the conference, but she's going to be talking about it in a breakout session at the conference.
Nice.
We have several other breakouts going on at that that grandparents can choose from, but Molly will be talking about that. And then watch our website, rediscover-faith.org, because we will be putting up registration maybe in a month or so for the return program. And I'm imagining it's going to fill up quick, so people need to watch for it and sign up for our emails.
Yes.
So even though Molly's appearing at the Grandparent Conference, then the Return Series is obviously not just for grandparents, but for the Return Conference or Return Series.
Yeah.
It's for anybody.
For
and
anyone
everybody.
That's ever had a loved one, and if you just even want to understand how to better evangelize and better talk about your faith in an authentic way, we encourage you to be a part of the program.
So how much space do you have?
It seems
to me like there should be about 5,000 people attending this.
I know.
Well, I think this is going to be one of many series that we continue to run.
Good.
We have space for this about 140 to 150 people this fall.
Okay. Wow. 130, 140
Sign up
people.
Early. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
early.
I yeah. guess so.
But
yeah.
we might take her on the road and maybe find some bigger venues to do it because this is what we want to do in the Archdiocese. This is another piece of evangelization, is going out there and seeing who's doing it and best practices and sharing it with others.
Yeah.
Yep.
No question about it. And I think it's such a interesting, specifically about the grandparenting, it's just such an intriguing and interesting ministry that, quite frankly, before a year ago when you launched this whole effort and this whole focus,
right.
I hadn't really even thought about. I mean, it's part of my not being a grandparent, and
right.
So, but it's such a intriguing and a, like you said, a strategic.
It is a strategic move.
Yeah.
And it's being noticed, too. It's interesting you say that, because a lot of dioceses have called us, actually, and asked about it. I even got a call from Ireland, an international call, as well as there's a book being written, Word Among Us is writing a book on our grandparent ministry. So it is something that others should take notice of.
Well, right. And they do play a role in that domestic church that we talk about, the grandparents.
And they're in the pews.
Yeah.
Let's get them in the game.
Yeah.
Let's get them in the game.
That's right.
Let's empower them and equip them, get them praying, and get them moving.
As long as you're going to use the sports analogies then, okay, for in the spiritual life, you're never past your prime,
right?
That's right.
You
can get in the game.
You can never
right
retire.
Away.
Exactly.
So let's invite into the conversation now our next guest, who's Mary Peterson, who's the Director of Adult Faith Formation for the Archdiocese of Dubuque. And now, Crystal, just to ask you, you have some history with...
I recruited Mary. I have been on the hunt for talent, and she has a great message. We did discover we had a connection, an Iowa connection. Her pastor is also my second cousin who married my husband and I. He was my father's first cousin, obviously, so he's older than me. But yes, Mary from Dubuque, and she's also... mother-in-law of the editor of the Catholic Spirit. So
oh my goodness.
Lots of connections
there.
But yeah. Mary, are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Great to have you with us.
You're going to learn.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, you're going to learn. She's full of energy, but she's in a great mom and a wonderful grandma, and she's got lots of good things to share.
Excellent. Well, Mary, let's get right to it then. First of all, thank you for all your ministry and service there in the Archdiocese of Dubuque.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to be here, and we have taken notice of the grandparenting mission of the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, so I think we will be moving forward with that also.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I have some questions here specifically about building the domestic church. Just give us an overview or an example of what the domestic church is for somebody who may not know.
Okay, the domestic church is, of course, the church of the home. And I would say probably most domestic churches, they have crucifixes, they may have a statue of Mary, certainly an Advent wreath at Advent, the rosary, different things like that. But as I've been thinking about it, it's much more than that. It's really inviting and identifying God's presence in the home. You know, because once we know that Jesus Christ is living amongst us and in the home, everything changes. Mm. You know, you hope that people will look at us and say, see how they love one another. But
yeah.
So I think that's what the domestic church is. And I think as we move along, the culture, you know, is getting much more secular. So I think we will really be able to notice those homes that are domestic churches.
Wow. Yeah. So... If it's more than just having your statuary and your crucifixes and things like
and
that,
your and, Bible, right?
And recognize, but it's moving into recognizing the presence of Jesus. What are some ways that we can do that? How can we invite the Lord into our homes?
Well, certainly prayer. You know, praying with our children, going around the table. So many families no longer pray together, no longer eat together. Gathering every night as much or as often as we can, you know, for meal prayer, and then to discuss the day's activities and talk about how Jesus was present in those moments, that he gave us strength. You know, maybe a classmate was bullied and our son was able to stand up for that person. And you name that, you know, Jesus is with you, strengthening you. Or maybe a child will be afraid of something. You just say, you know what, Jesus, we know he is walking with you every day, every moment, so we have nothing to be afraid of. So I think is identifying, is coming together for those conversations, is praying with our children at night. You know, those are the richest conversations. And as a grandparent, I treasure the moments when I put my grandbabies to bed and we pray together and we talk together. And I think blessing our children and our grandchildren over and over and over again is most important also, that we bless them, that we ask that God's presence go with them when they go to school, when they go to play, wherever.
Right. So they, because these children and grandchildren have been entrusted to us, not just for their physical well-being, obviously, but also for their emotional, psychological, and spiritual well-being as well.
And that's the most important. If we can give them that, they have everything. You know, if they have that, if they know that Jesus is with them, they have everything they need to walk forward with confidence in this world.
Right.
Yes.
So we were just talking a bit ago about the kind of the, and I would say it's probably a natural impulse in terms of being a caregiver to maybe if you've seen a loved one start to fall away from the church or from the faith, or if you know a loved one who has fallen away from the faith, that the instinct is to push, you know, and to say, you know, got to get you to Mass, got to get you to confession, got to get you, you know, to all these things. And sometimes that doesn't actually accomplish what we hope it will. In fact, I would say probably many times it doesn't.
Well, you know what? That was really interesting because when I spoke at the grandparent regional meeting, that was brought up a lot. Mm. You know, my children, you know, I'm with my grandchildren. I'm doing as much as I can with them. But my son or my daughter, they are far away. And I think the important thing is to continue to love, always love, always pray for them. We know grandparenting, the starting conference was on the Feast of St. Monica. Isn't that right, Crystal?
That's correct.
And that's because she prayed and prayed and prayed. And my mom always said, you know what, if one of the kids are away, it will be someone outside of the family who will bring them back in. And so I have a good friend who often says, don't say a word, just keep loving. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, if we show an authentic love of our children and an authentic love of God and trust in God, we know God is faithful, and somehow that will happen.
I think you make an excellent point, and I think that you should also look for that, too. If you intentionally pray, and my husband and I actually have done that, where we prayed for a godly friend, you know, specifically asking for it, because he's not listening to us, Lord.
No, so, especially at that teenage or young adult, right. You know, they're not listening to us. But and you know what, a friend of mine and I have always said, if they have one godly friend, that's all they need.
Yep.
One. Yes, and, so that's exactly right.
And it took a couple of years, but this person showed up in our son's life, and we are praising God because a godly friend, and it's making a big difference.
Yes, and to be praying for a godly spouse. Like, we have Maria Wearing as our daughter-in-law, and our son-in-laws are wonderful, wonderful Christian men also. And so I think always to be praying that our children will meet a godly spouse. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, our love can make the difference, too. And like I said, if they see us as trying to pass on the faith in an authentic way, that this is the good news, this is the great news that we have to give to our children. You know, instead of imposing something on them, we are sharing with them the best ever, which is Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Right. Mary, yeah. I'm sorry to say we're running short of time already, but I do have one final question. So
okay.
Just in that same context, I'm sure there's many listeners out there right now who you've mentioned prayer and you've mentioned some specific things to pray about. Is there any one tip that you might give that would be, you know, this is the next step to take in order to further our love for our children and grandchildren?
Well, to further our love, I just think, you know, the whole thing to pray and play and to bring it all, to not separate faith from anything. That faith is integral in everything we do. It's not that we are just holy rollers, you know, that you're going to kneel every night and do this and this and this and this, but it's just a part of everything. We go outside and play with the kids, and we praise God for the beautiful day. You know, we give God glory for that. And we bring it into everything we do in simple ways. Yeah. You know, God is good. I think we have forgotten. We used to pass on the faith. My mom always said, you know, when something didn't go right, oh my gosh, she would say, God has something much better in store for you. Or, you know, when God closes the door, he opens a window. You know, where God makes a way. I think in the simple ways, and that we bring it into everything we do, is the most important. We're not just trying to impose, but we're trying to gift them with what is best.
The three ways God answers prayer, right? Yes.
That's right.
Not yet. Or something better. Right. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Well, Mary, it's been a true pleasure to have you on the program. I'm sorry it's been so brief, but thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless.
Yeah. God bless you too.
Thanks, Mary.
And Molly, thank you. Thank you for you being on the program as well. We look forward to the return series, and hopefully it's packed to the gills.
Yes, we hope so too.
All right. Yeah. And Crystal, once again, the details on this upcoming grandparent conference before we give away a couple of sets of tickets.
Right. And I Pope Francis has been encouraging parents to get their grandparents involved. So this is an opportunity if you're not a grandparent, but you're a parent, buy your grandparent or call in to get a ticket. So the Catholic Grandparent Conference, The Gift of Being Grand, is Saturday, August 26th, and it starts at 9:30 and runs till 4 p.m. Bishop Cousins is going to be there to speak and give a presentation and lead us then into the holy hour at 3 o'clock for confession. But we also have Father Donald Conroy from the National Institute of the Family, and Kathleen Culligan, who's an author and runs a grandparent ministry in the Diocese of Syracuse. So please join us. Lots of prayer, music, and great speakers.
All right. Thank you, Crystal, for that. Okay, the time has come. If you would like to take a shot at getting one of two pairs of tickets to the Catholic Grandparent Conference coming up on Saturday, August 26th, and the number you want to call, it's at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park. Yes, I should mention that. The number that you want to call is 888-577-5446. 888-577-5446. That's the number you want to call. We are going to take our final break here, and when we come back, we'll find out who won the tickets, and we'll run through a few other community events coming up just after this, so stay with us. Rediscover.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Are you looking for a pre-owned car without the worry and big city dealer hassle? Then come to Matzak Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine, where you'll find a great selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles. A GM-certified pre-owned vehicle comes with a peace of mind and a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and coverage on the engine and transmission of up to 100,000 miles. Plus, if you buy a pre-owned vehicle this month from Sac Chevrolet Buick, they'll make a donation to your parish or favorite Catholic ministry. Find them on the web at sacchevy.com. At Matt Sac Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine, you'll like their attitude. GM certified used cars, no worries.
See the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. And I do believe we have some winners, although the phone lines apparently just lit up when we called in, or we had people call in. Yes. And it seems like on line one. Yeah, here we go. Chris from Montgomery, Minnesota. Yeah, Chris, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. Are you a grandparent yourself?
I am a grandparent as of last Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Yay. You're like me.
Thank you.
A new grandparent.
Really,
we love it.
Excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And so we will look forward to seeing you on Saturday, August 26th at the Grandparent Conference.
Now, that sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell me, actually, before you go, Chris, tell me, so is it true that when you become a grandparent, something just changes?
Absolutely. It's our story's a little hard. We had a little issue. We had a little problem with our son and daughter-in-law, it just hopefully it brought us together. We got to see her, and we're just so excited. And I think she'll be the thing that brings us all back together. So
a little girl.
Yes, little girl.
Can you share Ashlyn. Her name?
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn. Wonderful.
Yeah. And it's my son's and daughter-in-law's first child also.
Such a blessing. Such a blessing.
It is.
Well, make sure you come up and find me at the conference. I want to meet you.
I will do. Will do. Thank you so much for the tickets. We will just be so happy to be there and with all the other grandparents. So.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Chris. We really, really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And then also, the other winner is Anne from St. Paul. Anne, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and are you a grandparent as well?
Yes, I am a grandparent.
And do you have many grandchildren?
I have two grandchildren. They live far away, so I don't get to see them too often.
Oh, I'm sorry. But nonetheless, I'm sure your prayers for them are extraordinarily efficacious and well-respected, well-desired.
Yes, and we also address that issue, too, when, we've had questions from grandparents that, what do I do when I my grandparent or grandchildren live far away from us? And we have some wonderful people that have shared some excellent ideas on how you can stay connected with them. So do you spend time on the phone, or how old are they?
They are 5 and 2.5.
Oh, wonderful. Well, come to the conference. Make sure you find me and introduce yourself and listen for information on how you can connect with your grandchildren when they live far away. Where do they live?
They live in Alaska.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's far away.
They were with me a couple weeks ago. I got to have them for 6 days, couple weeks ago. So that was great.
Oh, wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Anne. We look forward to seeing you at the Grandparent Conference on August 26th.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, if you are not a grandparent or if you're not able to attend the conference, we got lots of other stuff going on around the Archdiocese here, and I am going to invite Paul Sadek to start kicking us off
with
those events.
We've got oodles and boodles of things. You can be part of the evangelization, the new evangelization in our Archdiocese by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Sign up to join in the mission by sending the text message proclaiming 84576 or go to rediscover-faith.org. Sign up for evangelization updates.
Grandparents, here's another thing for you. Come and celebrate the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, Grandparents of Jesus, with Nativity of Our Lord's Grandparents Apostolate on Wednesday, July 26th from 8:45 to 10:30 a.m. in Steiner Hall, with daily mass being offered in the church at 8:15. All grandparents are invited to a time of enrichment, prayer, and fellowship highlighted by the Reverend Father Alvaro Perez, who will present on Consoling His Heart, the Spirituality of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Refreshments will be served. For more information, visit parish.nativity-mn.org.
St. Anne's in Hamel invites you to their parish summer retreat, led by Father Augustine Valouran, on Friday, August 18th. Did I say that right? Anywhere near close?
That looks right to me.
Okay. It's coming up on Friday, August 18th, 6 to 8:30 p.m., Saturday, August 19th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday the 20th, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Father is a world-famous preacher who has traveled to over 55 countries around the world to bring Jesus to all who will come and hear. He's currently director of the Divine Retreat Center in Kerala, India, world's largest Catholic retreat center. To find out more, visit stannhamel.org.
Gain valuable resources and knowledge to help further the work of stewardship in our parish communities at the Region 8 ICSC Stewardship Conference at St. Ambrose Catholic Church in Woodbury, August 17th and 18th. All parish, clergy, staff, and volunteers are invited to attend. This conference is hosted in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis and co-sponsored by the diocese in Region 8, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. For event details and registration, please visit www.archspm.org/ICSC. Questions? Contact Margaret at slawinm@archspm.org.
Grandparents, learn about God's plan for grandparents and be equipped to pass on a heritage of faith. Catholic Grandparents Conference will be on Saturday, August 26th, St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Keynote speakers include Father Donald Conroy, Executive Director and Chairman of the National Institute for the Family, Bishop Andrew Cousins, who will share the importance of grandparents in the family.
And Chris and Ann will be there, too.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Online registration is open. For more information and to register, visit the events page of rediscover-faith.org or visit www.catholicgrandparenting.org.
Ladies, here's one for you. Join local author and speaker Elizabeth M. Kelly in an 8-week women's Bible study based on her new book, Jesus Approaches, What Today's Woman Can Learn About Healing, Freedom, and Joy from the Women of the New Testament. And we did a show with her not that long ago.
Yes, yeah. You did.
So if you go back into the archives at rediscover-faith.org, click on Rediscover Hour and go back into the archives, you can hear her talk about that book. Anyway, each session is on Tuesdays, September 19th through November 14th. That's Tuesday evenings, Tuesday days and evenings, depends on which one you want to attend. It includes a lecture and a small group discussion. The study is offered at two locations, a morning study with limited child care at St. Bartholomew's in Wayzata and from 10:30 a.m. to noon, and an evening Bible study at St. Peter's in Mendota from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Visit the events page at rediscover-faith.org for more information.
And to find out more about archdiocesan events offered this summer, visit thecatholicspirit.com. Click on local events. There you'll find information about upcoming music series, parish festivals, young adult events, prayer and worship opportunities, retreats, and much, much, much more. And you've got nice. Much, much, much more coming up next week.
That's right. We're kind of shifting from the other end of the shall we say maturity scale? No, I shouldn't say that. To the age scale, young adults. Let's talk about them. So we're going to be joined next week by Father Michael Daly, the associate pastor at St. Stephen's Catholic Church in Minneapolis, who will give us a priest's perspective on why it's so important for young adults to be engaged in their faith and parish life and evangelization. Bridget Busiker, blogger at Musings of a Queen Bee and parishioner at St. Mark's, will speak on the need for young people to be involved. And then we'll hear from David Peterson, a young adult leader with West Metro Young Adults. That's what's coming up next week. In the meantime, folks, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.